Michael Moore, Trump has displayed constant overt racism. By Pam Key on July 31, 2024. Liberal documentary filmmaker Michael Moore said Wednesday on MSNBC's All In that he believed former President Donald Trump had displayed constant overt racism throughout his life. Referencing Kamala Harris, Moore said, "It has been a long time coming, and it has been a long time coming, frankly, for Donald Trump, because now he's going to not only meet his match, he's going to have to face this whole thing that I watched today." Saying he didn't know if she was black. He continued, "In his 20s, he was first indicted. He and his father, by the U.S. Justice Department. They own 7,000 to 8,000 apartments in New York City, and he had a policy of any time a black family would come in to try to rent an apartment, the clerk was to put a C on top for the word that was used at the time. This was Nixon's and Ford's Justice Department. They started the investigation and found that out of his 7,000 apartments in New York City, mostly in Brooklyn and Queens, out of 7,000, over those years they rented a total of 7 to black families." Moore added, "You take Donald Trump from that moment, at 26, 27 years old, all the way through him calling for the execution of 5 innocent black men in New York City, the Central Park 5, the exonerated 5. You go through his whole history of starting, really starting and giving life and breath to the birther movement, back in as early as 2011. In 2012 and had one of the most popular TV shows on the air at the time in the network that aired that did not fire him for this racism, this constant overt racism. They did eventually fire him a few days after he came down the golden escalator in 2015 to announce he's running for president and then proceeded to call Mexicans murderers and rapists." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.